A new public space, in a prominent part of Ladner Village, will be getting extra features thanks to a contribution from the Ladner Rotary Club. Council has agreed to enter into a contribution agreement with the Service Club to purchase 2 e-bike charging stations and a wooden bench for the Ladner Plaza, which is now under construction. Located at the intersection of Ladner Trunk Road and Elliott Street, at the entrance to the village, the public plaza's large timber drifter bench and charging stations have an estimated cost of $37,500. Through the contribution agreement, the Rotary Club is looking to contribute $25,000. In return, the city agrees to place signage on site to recognize Rotary's contribution and to maintain the amenities for at least 10 years. The Rotary Club has supported numerous initiatives and projects throughout the city, including the most recent installation of Ladner Rotary Splash Park in Memorial Park. Construction of the new plaza began last month and is expected to be completed by late summer. Staff are currently working with a consultant to finalize design of a prominent beacon sign to serve as an iconic marker. The building at the site was redeveloped a couple of years ago, involving the partial demolition and renovation of a commercial structure. The two-story building was built in 1907, but was not included in Delta's Urban Heritage Inventory or the Delta Heritage Register due to past alterations and additions. The Stokes and Cullis building served as a butcher shop both under the original owners and then various owners until the early 1970s. The heritage look was restored with the later addition removed. The city also entered into a statutory right-of-way agreement with the owner, the Lowe family, to allow the development of the plaza over a portion of the property where the addition was removed. The theme of the new public space is to focus on Delta's fishing and farming industries.